Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And you could tell by my surroundings that I'm not in my office. I'm actually on the road. I'm up in beautiful Mount Shasta for the next week or so, and I have been here for several days. And for any people who are listening that have not had the pleasure of visiting Mount Shasta, I strongly recommend it. I personally am here for my own personal retreat, which has been very delicious and very profound and very, very deep. And today's show, we're going to be talking about the frequency of love awakening. And, you know, I talk a lot on my shows about frequency, essence, energy, because that's what I talk in, you know, that's like my language. And it's also what we are really all about, even though we are here on planet, or I'm going to say University of Earth, getting our PhDs on being human. So I just got a question for everybody. Have you ever noticed how different life feels when you make choices from your heart instead of your head? Think about that. You know, where in your life had you made decisions, you know, you pop from being into your body, into your head, trying to figure it out, getting all your research, and it looks great on paper, but you follow that, but in your heart of hearts, you know that that wasn't the right thing to do. Well, I'm hoping that our show today is going to help you expand yourself a little bit to really tap into your heart energy, the frequency of love, and live more of your life through that filter than being in your head and analyzing and trying to be intellectual about it. So, you know, love is often misunderstood as a fleeting feeling or a romantic attachment, but in truth, love is an energetic frequency, a vibration that exists beyond circumstance, thought, or condition. And right now, I'm just going to invite you to just take a deep breath and blow out your exhale and allow yourself to land in your body. And just go to your heart and place your hands over your heart. And just feel the energy and the vibration and maybe the heart, your heartbeat that you're feeling through there. But this is a frequency. We know that HeartMath has been studying heart coherence for many decades. And if you have an interest in checking them out, I invite you to HeartMath. I think it's heartmath.org. And just check out what they have to offer, because they go into more detail about the coherence of the heart space. Okay. So, you know, we're feeling that, and you could just feel the essence. When you walk into a room, this is the essence that comes before you. And sometimes if it's blocked or it's not open, people could feel that as well. Or they could feel the comfort and the beauty that comes way in before you physically enter the room. I know that seems a little, maybe a little out there for maybe some people who might be listening, but I invite you to just to stretch a little bit and just listen and feel to as to what I'm saying, so you could have an experience as you're listening to this. Living in your heart space frequency means you are embodying openness, compassion, trust, harmony, regardless of external conditions. And I really feel that the timing of this topic is very much in tandem, and it's a necessity for what humanity is experiencing in the external world. There's a lot of chaos, a lot of drama, a lot of, I'm going to say, hatred, a lot of judging and criticizing. And that's not where the frequency of love is. Like I said, it's openness, compassion, trust. I also want to say it's grace as well. The frequency of love is not wishful thinking, but a conscious choice to align your energy with higher states of awareness. Like we all know, everything starts with us first. Who we are creates our reality. Now, if you are being triggered by what is happening on the external world right now, I invite you to take that trigger and not go into judging, criticizing, or even react mode, because this is what will continue to feed that external chaos. It's about us taking a step back and reflecting and having the awareness, okay, shoot, I'm being triggered by something. What exactly is that? Because the trigger is never truly what is happening. And it's not an external, it might be external, but there's an internal component of something deep within us that is an energetic and frequency vibration that matches that. And when we're able to have the awareness, you know, go into witness mode or observe mode and just sit with what is coming up energetically for you. Maybe it's like this hatred. It's just feel that emotion, because maybe you have stuffed that particular emotion a long time ago and it's still energetically running the show, because that deep part of you was in alignment with what was happening externally as the energetic trigger, right? So it's about coming to peace and neutrality with that within yourself. And people think that, oh, this is going to be a lot of hard work. It's not that hard. It's sometimes it's just sitting with it and acknowledging what you're feeling, and it shifts automatically. That's how quick it happens. And, you know, you could then realize that that trigger before no longer has the effect on you. Okay. So, I mean, we are in such important times right now, that it's very key that we pay attention to that, because how we are going to move forward as humanity is us taking personal ownership and being aware enough to realize this is coming from us internally. And it's not the other people that are doing it. They're just the mirror of something deeper within us. Okay. It's time for us to do our work so we could release that dense baggage that we carry along, the energetic baggage that's creating the world that we're seeing. Okay. So, you know, another example might be, think of a radio. Okay. You're tuned into a station of fear and worry. That's what you'll hear, okay? When you shift the dial to love, the music of your life changes completely. Very, very true. So, you know, we live in a dichotomous universe. We have polar opposites, love, fear, war, peace, beauty, ugly, you name it, it's the dichotomy. We got the polar opposites of everything. What I'm going to tell you is that fear or anything that's low vibrating contracts. It actually makes you feel small, defensive, separate, and disconnected. So just for an example right now, I just want you to think of something fearful, okay? And just notice what happens with your energy. Do you feel like you're really like constricted and tight, and maybe, you know, your anal sphincter is like, you know, you're just scared, and it's like your whole body is reacting to that. Now, When you think about love, and I want you to do that right now, just think of the word love and just notice how your energy field expands. Your edges are softer, your heart is open, and it allows for connection and flow. Okay? You just experience the contrast of fear versus love. When you're working with energy or involved with energy, or you know, maybe energy is becoming your new language as we, you know, as we ascend, pay attention to that, because those feelings don't lie, okay? And they tell a lot about what's happening within us, because the body, mind, and soul are interconnected. Okay, they're not in separate boxes or separate compartments that we have been led to believe that maybe that's the truth. It's not. Everything is interconnected in ways you have no idea. And the more that you're able to relax into that, the easier time that you're going to have. It's like being in the flow. What is interesting about the mind, it is often the gatekeeper of fear, which is rooted in survival instincts and limiting beliefs. The heart is the gateway to love, connection, and trust in life. So where in your life, when you're facing conflict, what happens for you? Have you noticed that things just, you just pop out of your heart space and you're in your head? Because remember, when you're in your heart space, you're in the present moment. When we pop into our head, we're probably trying to control what is going on, because we're remembering something from the past or fearing something that could possibly happen in the future. Notice, you're not in the present moment. You're trying to make sense out of what's happening based on your experiences or what your projected reality may be in the future. And that is not what this is all about. When facing conflict, fear pushes us to control, argue, or shut down. There's a lot of that going on right now. Pay attention to what's happening external. Don't become it, but just witness it. These are like moments right now where it's time to sit in your chair, pop the popcorn, eat it, and watch the show, because you're observing energy in motion right now. Okay. Love, on the other hand, encourages curiosity, listening, and compassion, which leads to resolution and healing. You know, where in your life, where can you spend more time in that love energy? I'm going to propose a challenge for y'all. Spend as much time in your heart space. This might be a stretch, because sometimes we're just bouncing from being present. We have fleeting moments of being fully present, and then we pop out and we are playing whack-a-mole at the fair and react in our mind, trying to control things. And you know, that little mole comes up and we whack it, it comes up someplace else. This up here in your mind is exhausting. Seriously, it's just like you expend more energy trying to control something than it is just to feel an experience and just say thank you for that experience and move on. So we're getting ready for our first break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show live from Mount Shasta, California. And we are talking today about the frequency of love awakening. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we're going to take a deeper dive into the frequency of love. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show live from Mount Shasta, California. And today we're talking about the frequency of love awakening. And, you know, before break, we did talk about the dichotomy between love versus fear and how it really shows up in our physical body. And I gave you an example for you to have that a little experience. But, you know, it's just like it's about time that we all take a deep breath and just allow the richness of the oxygen to come through and just to waken up and ground our body as well. So what I want to say too, if you're enjoying the Dr. Dolores Show, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you tune in. And if today's message touched your heart, please leave a review and share it with your friend. Your support helps us grow and spread the frequency of love to more people around the world. And I just want to say thank you for being part of the journey, and you are. So, you know, when you're living from the heart, I spoke a little bit about heart math research. Definitely check that out. But I want to talk a little bit more about living from your heart. Science backs this up. And like I said, through heart math, definitely go explore it because it'll go in far more detail than I'm going to on our episode. But it shows that the heart's electromagnetic field is 60 times stronger than the brain's and can influence not only our bodies, but also the energy field of those around us. So very true. Who you are, like I said, your energy field expands way before your physical body comes in. People, you know, sometimes may say to you, I felt you, and you know, you didn't have to say anything. Your presence just made me feel better. This is how powerful this frequency and energy is, and we all have that capability. Some of us just need to tweak it a little bit and expand it. When we live from the heart, we shift from thinking to feeling, from logic to inner knowing. And this is where true alignment and clarity emerge. This is where you're able to tap into the innate wisdom of who you are in a grander scale, because you are just a fragment of your higher self that's here having this earthly experience. And when you're able to merge with your higher self through being fully present in your body, you will know things that you had no idea you knew. And the things are going to come out of your mouth that you had no idea you were going to say, because you are pretty much channeling that energy, and it's your higher truth in essence. And I invite people to give that a try, because it's probably one of the most powerful gifts that you could give yourself, is reuniting with that aspect of yourself. Heart-centered living builds authenticity. And there's so many buzzwords out in our external world about authenticity and being genuine and transparent. What I know I've been finding lately is that sometimes when things come out of people's mouth, I could tell how authentic or how real, or if it's a lie. The more that you're tuned into the heart frequency and listening from your heart space, not your physical ears, but your heart space, the vibrational frequency, you're going to be able to discern what is real, what is Memorex, what is real and truth, and what is a lie and betrayal, and also what is, you know, AI and what is not AI, and also what's real and what's bullshit. So I invite you to really give yourself the gift of just connecting with your higher self. Heart-centered living builds authenticity. Instead of wearing masks or reacting from old patterns, and our reactions are from old patterns and beliefs that we've taken on in another time and place, sometimes in our early childhood, you know, things were projected onto us and we took that on as our truth, which in essence is not our truth. And it's time to say, well, thank you very much for that little gift, mom or dad or society, but I'm going to gift it back to you with more love and appreciation and create something different for myself. When we meet ourselves, when we meet the world as our own true selves, this is where our genuineness, authenticity, and transparency begins. So I just have a little exercise for you. So I'm going to invite you all to place your hand over your heart when making a decision. And say the word, what would love choose here? Often the answer feels clear and grounded. When you're really having a struggle, or you're really, you know, in a conundrum as to what to do next, I just invite you to take a deep breath, place your hand over your heart. When you're in that, you know, that place where there's like uncertainty, confusion, and just take a deep breath and just ask, what would love do? Or what would love choose here? What you may experience is that as you say those words and allow them to soak into your physical body, you get a clear answer, and it's coming from a place of being grounded right here, right now, instead of off in the ethers in your head trying to play whack-a-mole at the fair and reacting to how you can control that and really diffuse your energy and become exhausted. It's time for us to conserve our energy and to make things count. So when we heal through the frequency of love, this is where magic happens. Love is deeply restorative. It calms the nervous system, reduces stress hormones, and boosts immunity. It's really no surprise that humanity is in the physical, mental, and emotional state that it currently is, because their nervous system is pretty much in fight or flight, or they're in react mode, and they're always on edge and trying to control stuff. It is possible that you could burn your nervous system out. It's like your sympathetic nervous system, which is what I call the stress hormones that run your nervous system, And your parasympathetic nervous system, which it's like when you have a really emotional thing, or you are trying to fight off the dragons, or fight off the, you know, the wolves or whatever. It's like once that stressor is over, you return, the parasympathetic takes over and helps maintain some balance. The bad thing is in our society today, we're constantly in sympathetic stress mode overload. So this is causing our nervous system to burn out. When our nervous system burns out, our hormones kind of go wacky. And when our hormones go wacky, it affects our immunity, because when you're stressed, your body's immune system gets compromised, and this is where we start getting sick. Okay. So, and we're in the midst of a lot of it, because there's externally, it's like there's this energetic cyclone shit show that's going on. And when you consciously choose not to participate into it, pull your energy towards you and grounding it into you, this is where you become centered and you create more certainty within your own life in an uncertain and chaotic world. Okay, you're going to make the right decisions for you right here, right now. Not your spouse, not your friends, not your employer, not in collective consciousness, but for you. And the beauty of all of this is that when you do make those correct choices for you that are going to raise your frequency and expand your heart space and allow the frequency of love to continue to flow forward, guess what? That ripples out into collective consciousness, okay? And it cannot not affect the whole. Okay. So be mindful of what you're putting out into the universe, because you're contributing to either the negativity that you're seeing or something better. When we have emotional things happening, it is so, so, so important that we have some self-compassion. I feel that in a world that, you know, revolves around us, that's lacking. There's no empathy. There's no self-compassion. There's no compassion. There's no grace. There's a lot of judging and criticizing and blaming and shaming, but, you know, that's not what we're all about. So emotional healing happens when we release judgment and meet ourselves with compassion, grace, and love. Even physical healing can accelerate when we align with the vibration of love. And this is so true. Earlier in my nursing career, I had the pleasure of working with Dr. Bernie Siegel when he was at Yale New Haven Hospital. And he's the father of, you know, love medicine and miracles. But he was the pioneer in this thought as to the body has the capability of healing itself through the vibration of love. What you need to remember is because the body thrives in an environment of safety, acceptance, and peace, this is where you could set the foundation of having healing in your life. For an example, and then we're going to go on a quick break. A person who practices gratitude and loving self-talk often recovers more quickly than someone who remains in fear or resentment, because the body is listening to the frequency we hold. So we've been talking today about the frequency of love awakening, and we're kind of going through all different types of the do's and don'ts of bringing more love frequency into your life. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more, and then I'm going to take you through a guided meditation so you could kind of tie everything together and have your own experience. So stay tuned, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. See you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show, broadcasting live from Mount Shasta, California. I'm on vacation. And we're talking about the frequency of love awakening. And, you know, before we went on break, we talked about some things that love is and something that love is not. But, you know, I want to leave you with some practical tools to awaken your heart's wisdom. Doing breath work is really important. Breathing deeply. How many of us are shallow breathers? We, you know, like this. And when we're shallow breathers, guess what? Our energy gets constricted and gets smaller. Take a deep breath and allow the air to almost imagine touching your toes as you inhale. And as you exhale, let it purge your complete body out. Being in gratitude, so important these days. A person who practices gratitude, as we talked about, heals faster. It's been known that is a known truth. Mindful listening. It's like being fully present without trying to figure out how you're going to reply to the person who's talking to you. When you're fully present and connect heart to heart with the person, you will say the right thing at the right time. And just, you know, the other thing, reframe what you say to yourself. How many of us say some not so kind things to ourselves? We are, and sometimes we do it automatically. I'm going to invite you to pay attention to what you say to yourself and how you express yourself, because sometimes there may be a more high vibrating way to do that for yourself. And it's baby steps. You know, this is a journey, not a destination. You're going to be constantly moving and shifting and changing. So the bigger awakening is love as a collective frequency. We are living at a time when humanity is being asked to shift from fear-based systems, which is control, division, and scarcity, to heart-centered living, unity, compassion, abundance, love, and grace. Each person who awakens to love contributes to the collective shift. So, like candles in the dark, the more who awaken, the brighter the world becomes. Awakening is not a one-time event. It's a continual process of choosing love over and over again in the small and big moments of life. So before we go on to our meditation, if today's conversation touched your heart, I invite you to work with me privately. Together, we'll explore what's blocking your energy, open your heart to love, and create a path for healing and transformation tailored just for you. Schedule your one-on-one session today and let's awaken the frequency of love in your life. So we're going to get ready to start our meditation portion of my show. So, and it's called The Frequency of Love. So I'm just going to invite you by settling into a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down, and close your eyes if it feels safe and comfortable, and take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a moment and exhale gently through. Again, inhale. Feel your lungs fully expand and exhale, releasing tension from your body. Let your shoulders drop, your jaw soften, and your hands rest easily in your lap or on your thighs. With each exhale, let go of anything weighing you down, stressed, worry, distractions. Now, imagine roots gently extending from the soles of your feet, growing deep into the earth. Feel the stability and nourishment of the earth flowing upward, grounding and supporting you. Inhale strength and exhale release. Now, bring your hands to the center of your chest, resting them gently over your heart. Feel your heartbeat, steady, warm, alive. Allow your awareness to settle there, in this center of wisdom and love. Now, imagine a soft, radiant light beginning to glow in your heart space. It may be golden, pink, or white, whatever feels most loving to you. And with each inhale, the light grows brighter, expanding into your chest. With each exhale, it radiates outward, filling your entire body with warmth and peace. Visualize your heart as a radio dial, capable of tuning into the frequency of love. With each inhale, adjust your dial, aligning fully with this vibration. And just silently repeat after me. I am love. I am aligned with the frequency of love. I am open to giving and receiving love. Feel your body soften, your mind calm, your energy lighten. Imagine the love within you expanding outward with every heartbeat, creating a warm, radiant field around you. This beautiful deliciousness. Now, I invite you to bring to mind someone or something you deeply love. Perhaps a person, an animal, a place, or best of all, even yourself. See them clearly in your mind's eye. Feel the love for them radiating from your heart. Now, gently send this love outward as golden light. Observe it fill the space around you, flowing into your home, your community, and even reaching out to the world. Imagine every being touched by this love, receiving healing, compassion, grace, and peace. Notice how your chest feels open, your breath is lighter, and your energy expansive. You are a conduit of love, radiating its frequency wherever you go. Now, gently turn your attention inward. Notice any areas of tension, fear, or heaviness, physical, mental, emotional, or dimensional. And with each inhale, imagine drawing love into these areas. With each exhale, release stress, worry, and discomfort. And just repeat silently, I am safe. I am loved. I am whole. I am healing. Feel the golden light of love filling every cell of your body, restoring balance, calm, and harmony. Know that this healing frequency is always within you, available anytime you choose to return to your heart. And so take a few deep, slow breaths, inhaling love and exhaling gratitude. Feel the connection between your heart, mind, body, and soul anchored in love. And when you are ready, gently bring your awareness back to your body. Wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. Stretch lightly. Open your eyes, carrying the frequency of love with you into the rest of your day. So remember, this vibration of love is always within you. You can return to it at any time. In your thoughts, your breath, or simply by placing your hand on your heart and choosing and asking, what would love do? Welcome back, everybody. And we're going on to our final break of our episode. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, broadcasting live from Mount Shasta, California today. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up and talk a little bit more and put things in perspective for you. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show, broadcasting live from Mount Shasta, California. And today we're talking about the frequency of love awakening. And I've got another question for y'all. How would your daily life change if you decided, starting today, to align with the frequency of love in every choice you make? Just think about that. You know, today's episode really took a deeper dive into that. And if you are enjoying today's episode on the Dr. Dolores Show, I'd love your support. One of the best ways to help us grow and continue bringing you these heart-centered conversations is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or any other space you love tuning into from, and believe me, we're out there on over 350 different platforms. So, you know, sure enough, you'll find us. Hit that subscribe button and you will never miss an episode. And if today's message really resonated with you, please take a moment to leave a review or comment. Your words not only inspire me, but also help others discover this show and join our community of awakened souls. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend who might or could use a little more love and light in their lives right now. Together, we are spreading the frequency of love. Thank you for listening, for supporting, and for walking this awakening journey with me. So on today's episode, we talked about love is a frequency, not just a feeling. It's a state of being we can align with at any moment. It's a choice. The heart holds more wisdom than the mind. And when we shift from head to heart, we access deeper truth, clarity, and wisdom. Fear contracts, love expands. Awareness of this choice point empowers us to consciously live differently. And probably being, you know, I'm also going to say this, march to your own drumbeat. Don't become a clone of somebody else or mimic somebody else. Be your own true authentic self. Healing happens in love's vibration, and this is so very true. Love influences the nervous system, our emotions, and even the body to recalibrate when we embody love. Love is really the foundational piece of everything, including our access to our innate healing ability. Living from love awakens the collective, and we tapped into that. Each of us tuning into love's frequency contributes to a greater awakening on the planet. Remember, it all starts with each one of us individually first, and it ripples out into the world, making a huge difference. Be part of the new revolution in spreading the frequency of love. So some closing thoughts. Living from the frequency of love is not about perfection, but about intention. Each moment gives us the chance to shift from fear to love, from judgment to compassion, from separation to connection. When you awaken to the vibration of love within yourself, you awaken the possibility of transformation into the world around you. And I'm going to leave you with this quote. When we align with the frequency of love, we don't just change our lives, we change the world. So thank you for listening, and reach out to me at any time and leave your comments and subscribe to our podcast and to our network. And we want to really build this and create a momentum forward to allow people to know that their voice is being heard, but also they are safe in believing what they sometimes fear to speak out as their truth. Stand firm in your ground, be grounded, be fully present, stay in the state of love, the frequency of love, and when you do this, you're going to witness the synchronicities, the magic, and the love that is there for you. So signing off from beautiful Mount Shasta, California. And we'll see you next week when I return. Have an amazing week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.